Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Last Stand of the Tin Can Sailors by James D. Hornfisher is a narrative history of one of World War II's most improbable and consequential naval clashes, the fight off Samar during the Battle of Lake Gulf in October 1944. The book follows a small American force of escort carriers, destroyers, and destroyer escorts, lightly armed ships nicknamed Tin Cans, as they are suddenly confronted by a far larger Japanese surface fleet, led by battleships and heavy cruisers. Hornfisher blends operational context with close attention to the experiences of sailors and officers, showing how decisions made in minutes shape the fate of thousands. The story highlights improvisation under fire, the brutal physics of naval gunnery and air attack, and the fog of war that can make a scattered, outgunned screen appear stronger than it is. It is both a tactical reconstruction and a human account of courage, loss, and endurance at sea. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, setting the stage Lake Gulf and the stakes of the Philippines, Hornfisher places the action within the larger campaign to return to the Philippines, emphasizing that late it was not only a symbolic promise fulfilled, but also a strategic pivot. Control of the islands threatened Japan's sea lines to vital resources and forced the Imperial Japanese Navy into a high-risk attempt to disrupt the landings. The book explains how multiple Japanese forces moved on converging routes, banking on deception and a fragmented American response. Against that backdrop, the U.S. Navy's escort carrier groups were designed primarily for supporting troops ashore, hunting submarines, and providing local air cover, not for dueling with capital ships. This mismatch matters because it turns a routine protective mission into a crisis with strategic consequences. By clarifying command relationships, geography, and timing, the narrative shows how great battles can hinge on misread signals, incomplete reconnaissance, and assumptions about where the main enemy threat must be. The result is an appreciation of how the clash off Samar was not an isolated hero tale but a moment where operational plans, imperfect information, and sheer chance collided at the edge of a massive amphibious operation. Secondly, the tin cans. What escort carriers and destroyers could and could not do. A key strength of the book is its attention to the practical realities of the ships involved. Escort carriers were smaller and slower than fleet carriers, carrying fewer aircraft and operating with limited protection. Destroyers and destroyer escorts were agile and hard-hitting for their size, but they were built around speed, torpedoes, and screening duties rather than sustained gunnery fights against armored opponents. Hornfisher shows how these design realities shape tactics, smoke screens to blind enemy fire control, aggressive torpedo runs to force large ships to turn away, and frantic damage control to keep propulsion and steering alive. The book highlights how equipment constraints influenced air operations as well, including limited aircraft loads, the need to rearm quickly, and the improvisation of using whatever munitions were available. Understanding these limitations makes the battle's outcome more astonishing and more credible. It also clarifies why individual initiative mattered so much, because standard doctrine could not fully cover what to do when lightly protected ships faced battleship caliber guns. The story becomes a lesson in how technology, training, and ship handling combine under extreme pressure. Thirdly, decision in minutes, leadership, nerve, and the fog of war. Hornfisher portrays Samar as a battle where leaders at every level had to act with incomplete information and little time. Commanders on small ships weighed whether to charge a superior force, lay smoke, or attempt withdrawal while still protecting the escort carriers. Pilots launched into chaos, sometimes without ideal weapons, tasked with slowing the enemy and creating uncertainty. The book underscores that the fog of war was not an abstract concept, but a lived experience. Poor visibility, confused reports, broken communications, and the difficulty of identifying ships at range while under fire. It also examines how bold actions can generate disproportionate effects. Torpedo attacks forced enemy maneuvers that disrupted formations. Smoke screens complicated targeting, and persistent air harassment amplified the impression of a larger American force. At the same time, the narrative does not treat courage as automatic success. It shows the costs of hesitation, misinterpretation, and the brutal randomness of hits and near misses. The emphasis on decision-making reveals why Samar is remembered as a finest hour. It was not a clean plan executed smoothly, but a cascade of choices made by people who refused to accept the logic of being outgunned. Fourthly, combat at close-range gunnery, torpedoes, and damage control. The book brings readers into the mechanics of naval combat in a way that highlights both skill and terror. Hornfisher describes how destroyers executed torpedo runs under heavy shellfire, using speed and maneuver to reach launching positions. He also conveys the realities of gun engagements, including how range, spotting, and fire control determine whether a ship can land effective hits or merely throw steel into the sea. Equally important is the focus on damage control, the often invisible factor that decides whether a ship lives long enough to keep fighting. Fires, flooding, shattered communications, and loss of power force crews to improvise with limited tools, sometimes in smoke-filled compartments and failing light. The narrative shows how small acts, sealing a hatch, rigging emergency steering, moving ammunition, could determine survival. By treating these details as central, rather than decorative, the book explains why the Tin Can sailors could absorb punishment and still strike back. It also reveals the physical cost of the battle, not as statistics but as consequences of ruptured hulls, exposed crews, and ships pushed beyond their intended roles. The result is a visceral understanding of how maritime combat is won and lost. Lastly, consequences and legacy, why Samar changed the day. Hornfisher connects the immediate fight to its wider implications, arguing that the action off Samar helped protect the vulnerable invasion forces and contributed to the unraveling of Japan's complex plan at Lake Gulf. The book examines how the Japanese Surface Force, despite its firepower advantage, became uncertain about what it faced and failed to deliver the decisive blow it sought. That outcome is presented as the product of multiple pressures, aggressive torpedo attacks, relentless airstrikes, confusing battlefield signals, and the psychological effect of being attacked from all directions by ships that should have been easy prey. The narrative also addresses the human aftermath, including losses, rescue efforts, and the way survivors interpreted what happened. Beyond the battle's tactical details, the book explores why Samar became emblematic of naval courage, especially for crews on smaller ships that rarely dominated headlines. It invites readers to think about how history remembers combat, how institutional narratives form, and how individual stories can reshape understanding of a campaign. In emphasizing legacy, the book makes a case that Samar is not only a dramatic episode, but also a window into how determination and improvisation can create strategic results. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want more than a broad overview of World War II and are ready for a detailed character-driven account of naval combat. Military history enthusiasts, naval professionals, and general readers drawn to true stories of resilience will find value in its combination of operational clarity and human perspective. The benefit to a reader's life is not only historical knowledge, but a deeper sense of how people perform under extreme pressure, how teamwork, training, and moral courage can produce outcomes that appear impossible on paper. Hornfisher's focus on decisions, improvisation, and the physical realities of fighting at sea also offers practical lessons about leadership and responsibility when conditions are uncertain and the margin for error is thin. Compared to similar books on the Pacific War, it stands out for centering smaller ships and their crews, translating complex maneuvers into understandable narrative while still respecting technical detail. Rather than treating Samar as a footnote, it builds a full dramatic arc that explains why it mattered and what it cost. For readers choosing among naval histories, this is worth buying because it pairs meticulous reconstruction with memorable storytelling that keeps the strategic meaning and the human stakes in view at the same time. If you would like to support James D. Hornfisher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.